a lawsuit that is considered the most important civil rights case in a generation has taken a step towards the Supreme Court. A federal appeals court has upheld a policy at the University of Michigan Law School, a policy which considers race in admitting new students. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, this case tests whether the university is allowed to discriminate because it values diversity in its student body, or whether discrimination is only justified to reverse past wrongs.
Barbara Gruder applied for admission to the University of Michigan Law School in 1996. Gruder, who's white, was rejected. She investigated and found out that African Americans and ethnic minorities who had lower admission scores were admitted. Edward Bloom, the legal director for the American Civil Rights Institute, says Gruder was the victim of illegal discrimination.
Had this woman been black, she would have been admitted. And no one can convince me or Barbara Gruder, the woman who was denied admission, that this is a fair or a just policy.
Gruder sued. She argued that the admissions program at the university's law school was unconstitutional. She based the argument on the Bakke case, which the U.S. Supreme Court decided back in 1978. In that case, the court ruled that a school could take race and ethnicity into account. But there's been a dispute ever since about whether diversity is a permissible goal in and of itself, or whether it can only be used to correct past discrimination. In that decision, the U.S. Supreme Court also ruled if a college does factor in race, the program must be narrowly tailored to harm as few people as possible. Specifically, the school could not use quotas. The University of Michigan does not use quotas, but it said it wanted a so-called critical mass, enough diversity to make sure minorities do not feel isolated. Gruder's lawyer, Kirk Colbel, says that's a quota by another name.
We think that the university very clearly uses a quota system. That is, they have decided there's a range of numbers of certain racial groups that they want admitted every year. It generally ranges somewhere between 10 or 11 and 17%. And every year, they achieve that quota by, in effect, applying different admission standards based on race.
A federal judge agreed with Gruder and ruled that the admissions policy is unconstitutional. But at nearly the same time, another federal judge in Michigan, also relying on the Bakke decision, came to the opposite conclusion. That judge ruled that a similar admissions policy for Michigan undergraduates is constitutional. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed to consolidate the cases, and today it ruled that the law school admissions program is constitutional. Marvin Krizloff is the general counsel for the university.
Today's court decision specifically says that diversity benefits majority and minority students alike in creating the kind of learning environment that is most productive. And we think that based on our experience here at the university, it does produce the best students and the best lawyers.
Barbara Gruder immediately announced she's going to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has passed on other cases which raise the issue in Texas and in Washington State. But Edward Bloom believes this is the perfect case because it's so neat. The University of Michigan acknowledges it uses race to create a diverse student body, and it's not trying to make up for past discrimination.
That makes this case unique in that the Supreme Court cannot argue about what facts are present or what facts are in dispute, but go right to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is, can government grant a preference to an individual based upon their race?
Theodore Shaw at the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund also looks forward to some clarity, even though an appeal to the high court brings some risk.
But I also know that what is at stake in these cases is nothing short of keeping 30, 40, 50 years of progress in play.
And if the court does hear the case, he says, it will be the most important civil rights case in 25 years. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.